I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Desperation among Pakistan's poor turns deadly. I'll explain why in a moment. And then later, good news emerges from Nepal's strict lockdown. The story plus an invitation in a couple of moments. We'll begin today in Pakistan, where yesterday we told you about Christians and Hindus who are often being passed over by Muslims for emergency food distribution. Now, the lockdowns in Pakistan have slowed the coronavirus, but leave many poor Christian families in desperate straits. Daniel of Operation Mobilization says,
"It's a normal practice which Muslims does with the Christians or Hindus. That is discrimination. So discrimination is very much common, and it is just another addition to whatever was happening to the Christians or Hindus in Pakistan."
Daniel says many Christians have even been denied jobs in Pakistan as a result of their religion.
"I must credit here the Christian organizations or generous people who are Christian, who are believer, and they are taking care of their communities. So like OM, there are many Christian organizations and a bit of churches as well who are coming forward and supporting or helping Christians in Pakistan. And even we are extending help to the Muslims and even to the Hindus."
Operation Mobilization works with the poor, teaching them the importance of social distancing and giving them hygiene kits. Pray for gospel opportunities as these believers act as the hands and feet of Christ. Next, for a country with a population as dense as India, the number of COVID-19 cases remains relatively low. Over 17,000 coronavirus cases in a population of 1.3 billion. However, health experts say the virus in India may not peak till June. For now, India's lockdown measures are taking a toll on the poor and the day laborers. Christians are scrambling to help with relief kits from Mission India, but Indian Christians are often seen as social pariahs. Ministry President and CEO Todd Van Eck says India currently holds 10th place on the Open Doors World Watch List for extreme Christian persecution. But that isn't stopping believers from giving aid to their persecutors at this time.
"There's all kinds of persecution in India. In fact, even governmental persecution. But now we've received communication from the government saying, hey, will you help us with this relief work?"
It's also spreading the love of Jesus in India.
"For $40, people can feed a family of four for 40 days. In that relief kit is obviously food and hygiene items to help combat COVID-19 and a powerful gospel message, which is so desperately needed in India."
Go to missionnews.org to help support Mission India's relief kits. And
we would ask people to pray Colossians chapter 4, that there would be an open door for the gospel, and that, as Paul says, we would present it clearly.
And today marks 1 month since a strict nationwide lockdown began in Nepal. The borders are closed, and there's no domestic or international travel allowed. COVID-19 containment isn't stopping gospel work, though. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says,
"Something that might possibly slow things down is actually speeded up the project."
In February, Keys for Kids teamed up with Good News Nepal to translate Keys for Kids resources into Nepali. Good News Nepal's David Captain says today, lockdown measures helped their translator get more done.
"He has actually had more time now to be at the computer and continue to translate a year's worth of daily stories. That's been a real blessing."
When the text is finished, Keys for Kids and Good News Nepal hope to start on audio recordings because radio holds large-scale potential to reach Nepali families for Christ.
"We do not use Christian radio stations. We use Hindu stations. And they're more than happy through the Holy Spirit to broadcast our evangelistic messages."
A matching grant doubles your gift to this project, but time is running out. The details are at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. And it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.